Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good afternoon and welcome to Prepare Radio. It's Diane Thomas, your host, and we're going to continue talking about hearing His voice, hearing God's voice for ourselves. We talked last week about how important that is in deciding, making decisions for our life, for our future, how we perceive our past. The only way to know the truth about any of these things is to be able to hear God's voice. And His voice is not just about things. It's not about decisions. It's not about what to do in this situation or that situation. His voice, His speaking to us, is all about relationship. If you can't hear Him for yourself, you're going to be very limited in having access to the life that He has for you now. You're holding Him at arm's length when He wants to pull you close to Him. So we accept His embrace and embrace Him back when we value the exchange of information that happens when we hear His voice. The only way we can hear His voice is to be available to Him. And when we are available, it's not just about, again, it's not just about listening and hearing Him. It's about being available to Him on all different levels. That's when He can really start to reveal Himself and reveal what's going on with us as well. So we're talking about, in the context of hearing His voice, recognizing that we can't hear from God without His help. On our own, without being re-inspirited, we are not naturally or supernaturally able to hear Spirit. So hearing Him necessitates His revealing Himself to us. He has already removed every obstacle that keeps us from being able to hear from Him and accept His embrace, accept His revelation of who He is. He did that 2,000 years ago. All those obstacles have been removed. That's one of the consequences of sin, being a sin creature, is not being able to hear Him. But if you've been re-inspirited, you are no longer a sin creature, and you now do have spiritual ears that hear. So He has removed the obstacles, but He has also enabled us. He's given us what we need, the tools, the time, the ability, the ears to hear Him. He's providing the teaching, the opportunity, the desire, the encouragement, and confirmation. When we accept that He wants us to be able to hear him and speak to him and communicate and be in relationship, when we accept that, that that's his desire, that we don't have to talk him into this. We don't have to convince God to speak to us. We don't need to get his attention or qualify in some way. We don't have to have a certain number of people praying for us or a certain way of praying, communicating. And this is one of the things that we have a challenge with, is this whole idea of what is prayer. And we come up with these lists and techniques and approaches, and we try these different things to try to get God to move. When instead, if we look back, if we step back and go, maybe our basic assumption is wrong, that he has not set out a challenge and obstacles to keep us from communicating with him, but that we are asking the wrong set of questions. If he has given us everything we need to be able to hear and listen to him, what are we lacking? Very often it's those two things that we've talked about, that we aren't willing to give up the lies that keep us wounded, the beliefs, the doctrines sometimes, that this is how God operates. And a lot of times we need to give that up. And secondly, very often we don't allow him the opportunity in our lives. It takes time, spending time with him, carving out time, responding, hearing, obeying, testing, learning these things. And those things take time and effort and energy. And when we remember that God wants to be wanted, he wants us to be responding to the desire that he has placed in our hearts. Now, if you have any question about whether you want to know God, whether you want to hear him, let's settle that once and for all. You may not feel like you want to. You may not feel like it's something that's interesting to you. But your spirit is already in communication with him. So your soul is in the process of being conformed and brought into oneness with your spirit. This has nothing to do with a feeling of desire or motivation or a correct belief. This is not about your soul at all, as far as the motivation. The motivation comes from you as a spirit being. So if you have any questions about whether you want to know God, the answer is absolutely. Because that is, in your spirit, your new nature. This is available to you to be able to hear him clearly and specifically, and to be able to, with that clarity, know what your responsibilities are, what your responses are. When there's decisions you need to make, you can know what those decisions are. When you have questions about your past or your present or your future, God is enticing you. That desire to know is from him. Now, he may not give you the answer, because it may not be about your past, your present, or your future. Very often, those questions are God knocking on our door. It's His trying to get our attention when we need something and we turn to Him. He uses that as a way of enticing us closer. So it no longer becomes about the need. We become thirsty and hungry for more of Him. And it's not that He doesn't address the questions. It's just they become of much less importance when we taste and see how much He loves us. We want more. And He wants us to want more. That's when we begin to make more room, give Him more opportunity in our lives, in our hearts, in our time, in our willingness to let go of some of the things that we have held dear, that we have held that this is the only way God does things. And if it doesn't line up with what we already believe, this must not be from God. But that's not the way He does things. He does things unique to you. So He's already given us ears to hear. He's already given us a mind that understands. And He has given us a heart to respond. All we need to do is join Him in whatever He's doing in our lives. And not compare what He's doing in our lives with anybody else. That's never going to work either. Because you have a unique relationship with Him. He may put you in a situation where you're learning from others or you're teaching others in common areas. But don't expect that to last forever. Not that He's going to tear you apart from, you know, relationship, but odds are we go through our training in unique ways. You could even be learning the exact same thing others in your community, whatever that is for you. But it's being made real to you differently. So what do we do next? First, we recognize that we can't hear from God without His help. Secondly, we commit to waiting on Him, waiting for Him, and waiting with Him. Again, this goes back to how we are prioritizing our time, our life, our energy, our effort. The goal of hearing is to know God. Not just to hear Him more clearly. Part of our struggle to hear Him is that we have that misunderstanding of what God wants to say to us. We think His goal is to correct us, to get us back on track, back in the center of His will. These are some of the things that He wants to change in us, that we approach Him not because we need to be fixed, but simply because we come to the understanding that He wants to speak to us because He just wants to speak to us. He wants us to hear Him just because He wants us to be able to hear Him. He's with us, and being able to hear Him and know Him is simply part of our relationship. Without that communication, it's like we're sitting in the same room with somebody, but we never talk to them. And we live in that room. And we can even recognize that they're in the same room with us. But if we never talk or communicate or ask or introduce ourselves, and that's not what God wants. He is longing for that deep relationship with us. It's not just us wanting him. His desire is that we would be whole, spirit, soul, and body, and he would be flowing through you, pouring himself into and through you. And yes, your goal, that's your goal as well. He wants to speak to us because he wants to speak to us, not merely to correct us in some way. Now, a lot of times there will be for correction. And correction in the sense that we all believe some really hindering things and our wounds need to be healed. And there's some clearing away of weeds and brush that needs to be done. But as we commit our time and attention to hearing him, he turns every circumstance of our day, every decision and event, and every moment of your day, just your ordinary day, can become boot camp. He makes every opportunity throughout your day. Here's how you hear from me here. This is what I sound like here. Did you recognize my voice in this situation? And he speaks to us in that still small voice and a ringing loud bell. And he chooses how he wants to speak to us. And throughout the day, he's fine-tuning our ability to hear him. Thirdly, and this is probably one of our hardest activities, because this is something we can do. And that's develop our soulical senses. As you wait on him, as you spend time with him, we are using so little of our tools, our abilities here on this earth. And when we make ourselves available to learn, it's like God just wants to get going. Let's go. And the more time and availability, opportunity we allow in our lives, he just has an agenda that as we start working on it, when we think, well, what is God going to do with me? You know, I'm just here to, you know, not mess up too bad, so when I go to heaven, I don't get into too much trouble. That is not God's will for you. His will is that you would be one, that you would do greater things than Jesus. How are you doing with that? That you would do greater things. And what did Jesus do? Whatever the Father asked him to. Now, one of the things we have this idea is that the only way that could have happened was because Jesus was the Son of God. And that's not why it happened. Jesus did what he did because he was taught of the Father. He learned from the Father. He was sent by the Father. He found out who he was because he knew how to go to the Father. He was healed because he could go to the Father. And those are the things that as we learn how to go to the Father, we will do far more than we could ever possibly imagine or have been even thought that we might. And we're not talking about even the gifts of the Spirit. Our mind is finite still, especially since we've not been exposed to many spiritual activities. But especially here in the West, we have a very small view of what God is possible to do. So for you, and there's a measure of counting the cost with this, when you know that God is going to make available to you many opportunities, but they are not to embarrass you, put you in a place to fail, to humble you, to shame you. Rather, we learn more by mistakes than by doing things right. So let's settle that. As you develop your solical senses and the gifts God has given you, your abilities, a lot of this is going to be by trial and error. But it is part of why we are here. So once you've experienced salvation, when you became a new creature, a new spirit, part of that new life that we're now living is that we are learning how to live using those spiritual senses. And the more those spiritual senses, we become aware of them and realize, okay, they're fully functioning in our lives, and we start availing ourselves of that, again, when we spend time with Him and allow Him to heal us and allow Him to draw our attention to what He wants us to be working on. That activates both our supernatural and natural senses to a whole new level. The more time you spend with God, the more your spirit is given the opportunity to bring your other senses into alignment, into your own awareness, into your tool belt, so that you become skilled in identifying His movement, the enemy's movement, the flesh, the world system, other people's characterizations, temperaments. You become much more aware of what's going on in the supernatural realm, the solical realm, as well as the spiritual and even in the natural. Over time, clear and direct communication can occur from God's spirit to your spirit, to your soul, to your body. That unites your spirit, your soul, and your body into one being, as God intends, being whole and complete in Him. So what you hear, what you experience, what you know in any of those realms affects and is clarified in the other realms. So what you experience in the spiritual realm is available to the solical realm, the supernatural realm, and the natural realm as well. We have a long way to go in becoming whole enough to where God's Spirit can flow freely through us into our circumstances, into this earth. But that's what He wants for us. And He certainly doesn't want us to settle for just hanging in there, just waiting until we can get the heck out of here. Your life, your circumstances are your assignment. They're your homework. And if you don't get your homework done today, while you're here on this earth. You're just going to have to finish it tomorrow in whatever's after this life. I want to get my homework done here, today, now. And for each one of us, that homework is different. So many of us don't even know what homework's been assigned, let alone knowing how to do it. But you've been assigned a tutor, a personal trainer. So as you make yourself available, your soulical senses will be aware and enlivened. And you will begin, as you are open to them, to have experiences where God reveals himself, what's going on in the spirit realm, in the supernatural realm, and even more in the natural realm. And there may even be confusion as to which is which. Don't worry about it. God will make it clear. If you need to know something, he'll explain it to you. One of the problems we have is that we feel like if God gives us an assignment, we have to know everything about it. No, he'll provide what you need to know as long as you make yourself available. Allow him to change you. Allow him to heal you. Allow him to free you. He will bring you onto his page. You don't have to get there. Just make yourself available. God is always speaking to us. And your confidence in your ability to hear him, that you are hearing his voice, that you know how to test what you're hearing, and then you know how to act on it, your confidence will grow. It will grow by experience, not knowledge, not anointing, not gifting, not somebody praying for you, by personal experience. You only get experience by living it, by trying it, by doing it, by making mistakes, doing things correctly, by successes and failures, by life. So today is an opportunity to gain experience. And that's how you will grow confidence. When you're learning to fly an airplane, part of your success, part of getting your license, is how many hours have you been in the air? How many hours have you been in the air with a trainer? How many hours have you been in the air by yourself? It's literally just plain old hours. It's not just the knowledge, but how are you doing? Are you actually doing it? Are you actually doing what God has told you to do? What your assignment is for today? Next, rest. Be patient. Be confident. And be dependent. When God assigns you something, it's not just, okay, now you run with it. It's not, okay, that was God's gift to you, now your gift to God is finishing it. No, it's all about receiving first. The timing of your training, your healing, your changing, your responding, of how you get your homework done. That's all in God's hands. So how well you're doing is not judged by how fast you think you're going, what grade you're getting on your homework, how you're doing compared to someone else, how fast you're progressing in an area. Very likely, you won't know how you're doing unless you ask. So it's not judged by how well you think you are doing, how clearly you think you are hearing from him, or what interaction you have with the natural realm or the soulful realm. In other words, how much you see changing or happening. But your success is instead based on being dependent on him and allowing him to direct you and guide you. Anxiety is a signal you are trying to do God's job. Remember that to hurry God is to find fault with him. We'll pick it up here next week. But for this week, just spend time with him, asking him, Lord, what are we working on? Are we working on making more time for you? Increase my ability to recognize your voice, to recognize your presence. I give you permission to interrupt my day and to draw me closer and closer to that ability to hear your voice perfectly. I want that confidence that I know you are with me, you are training me, and we're heading in the right direction. So let him do that this week. As always, you can drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org or through Blog Talk Radio. We'll pick it up here next weekend. In the meantime, thanks for tuning in and have a great rest of the day.